producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
No. I am not giving any medical advice. No, the show is not even going on until somebody gives me my iPhone charger back. Somebody stole my iPhone charger, and I am livid. Nothing is happening. I am not giving any medical advice. We are not moving at all forward from here until somebody chalks up my iPhone charger. This is ridiculous, people. You know how expensive those things are? And then I get an iPhone charger, and then the stupid, like, end of it starts to fray, and then the wires expose, and then it doesn't work, and then the iPhone gets charged, but it only lasts 15 minutes, and then I have to recharge it again. This is ridiculous. I am getting done. I am so done with the cell phone charger issue, completely exacerbated by it. I want my cell phone charger back. Now, I don't know who was in my studio. I don't know. I mean, I see a half. What is this? White cheddar popcorn. I don't even eat this. Who is in my studio when I'm not here? This is ridiculous. And all the M&Ms are gone. Somebody sat here, all the M&Ms are gone, and the charger is gone. I've been robbed. So I got to make a police report after the show, because this is really ridiculous. I am sick and tired of buying iPhone chargers. All right, well, while you guys are sitting there finding the iPhone charger, I'm going to tell you what I was going to talk to you guys about until somebody chalks this up. All right, apparently there's a syphilis outbreak in my neck of the woods, and I swear it wasn't me. It's being reported by health officials that Las Vegas has a syphilis outbreak. What happens in Las Vegas seems to really happen and make the news. So we got to talk about that. We have three pregnant women in Florida testing positive for the Zika virus. We're also being urged to still continue breastfeeding if we have Zika. Right now, they are not concerned about baby getting Zika after the baby has been born, but we'll talk about that. We have a woman who has nearly died because she is suffering from toxic shock. She left a tampon in for 9 days. We have to again review why these things need to be taken out and they cannot sit there. Many of you guys exercise a lot, and I am really, really proud of you. But I always give you caution and say, look, guys, maybe get your heart checked before you run 20-kilometer marathons, or I don't even know. I know kilometers are, like, big for all the – I need to start realizing that I have a global audience. Okay, you know, we Americans are like, all right, you know, all right, what, 20 miles, 30 miles, whatever. Okay, but the rest of the world that listens to my show is all in metrics. So they do kilometers and all this math that we don't know about, okay? So I got to kind of appeal to them. They say too much exercise is bad for the heart, whereas a lot of these heavy workouts could trigger an abnormal heart rhythm. When a marathon runner dies or somebody dies while working out, and we've heard of many people, you know, over the years that have done that, what could be going on? So we're going to discuss that. Maybe we are to blame for our kids' attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I've said society has made us all ADHD, but what if it's us as parents? Now, I'll do that to my kid. I'm like, so what happened at school today? Well, what did you do? Well, I did math. What kind of math? You know, I mean, I don't let him express himself. And so I, you know, we'll talk about that. There's probably more to that. Okay. And then this is fascinating. Researchers are using skin cells to kill cancer. I mean, I have been exfoliating and debriding, you know, this whole time. Maybe I should save some of them, all right? And then finally, cereal sales are down. Cereal. Lucky Charms. I don't know. Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know, yummy cereals, okay? And they say it's because millennials think it's too difficult to eat cereal. Millennials, quote unquote, too lazy to eat cereal. Are we serious? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And while you guys are still finding my iPhone charger, I will talk about this millennial story, okay, because this is interesting and because I want to. They say cereal sales are plummeting. They say millennials don't have the quote-unquote energy for the breakfast option, they say, according to New York Times. The newspaper reported that a survey conducted by Mintel, a global research firm, found nearly 40% of millennials think cereal is too inconvenient. Why? Because you got to clean up after you eat it. Whereas baby boomers were like, great, I'll sit down, have a breakfast, wash the dish afterwards. Now, when you look at baby boomers, 40% said cereal is still their favorite. So, the Times reported that the sales of cereal fell to about $10 billion for 2015, down from $13.9 billion in 2000. Now, some people think, well, wait a second, maybe it's because, you know, millennials are very sugar conscious, etc. I don't know. All right, I'm still kind of confused about who the millennials are. Are the millennials the ones that became adults by the year 2000, or are they the people born in 2000? Because my son is 16, and he was born in the year 2000. So my guess, it's those of you that are in young adulthood. And this subject keeps coming up, but in different ways. We have the subject come up where, all right, well, you know, we see a lack of work ethic, or nobody wants to remember a phone number anymore because they have their smartphone. Have we really created a new generation of people who are lazy? Now, I don't see laziness. That I don't see. I see people really hustle. I see that. So I don't want to say laziness. But what I do see is people taking an easier route. The one thing this smartphone electronic age we're in has taught us is you don't have to sit there and try to hunt down a calculator or figure out the math problem. You can now ask Siri to do your math problem. I was helping my kid do his math homework yesterday, and I go pull up out a calculator. He's like, no, just ask Siri. So he starts to do a calculation and Siri answers him. I'm like, who's this woman? Oh, it's Siri. They speak more to Siri on their iPhone than they do to their mama. Am I the only one that finds something wrong with that? Okay, guys, give me my iPhone charger back so we can go on with the show. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. I found the charger. It was in one of the pockets of my lab coat. I'm sorry, guys. I really ripped you a new one. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Look. Should not have accused you guys of stealing, but I found it. Okay. Let's move on. Okay, got a lot to talk about. Health officials in Las Vegas have declared a syphilis outbreak. The Southern Nevada Health District, which, by the way, is one of the coolest health districts out there. Big shout out to the health district. Said yesterday that Clark County has had a 128% increase in reported syphilis cases since 2012. Officials said 615 of the 694 cases involved men being diagnosed in 2015. This marks Nevada as having the highest rates of syphilis in the West. Thank you for putting us on the map. You see, we are one of the best states out there because, I mean, look at all the cool stuff we got. We got ski resorts. We got, you know, Las Vegas, you know, casinos and shows and real good food and you know, it's a great place. And so, of course, comes with it, unfortunately, is some people being a little too happy and excited, and stuff seems to happen out here. Officials are now urging people to get tested for, by the way, syphilis is very treatable. We'll tell you about it. Now, the health agency has also cited statistics from the CDC and prevention and showed that a huge increase in syphilis cases across the country have also occurred, so not just Nevada. From about 6,000 in the year 2000 to nearly 20,000 cases in 2014. Okay, one thing I've told you guys many, many times, which I've been very confused about in other, you know, health communities, is when you get your STD tests, okay, many of you guys come in going, you know, I want, you know, an STD panel. You, many times you only get HIV done and hepatitis. And I'm like, please add syphilis. Always put syphilis on there. Now, I've only seen a couple cases of syphilis that has come around my way in my office. So I haven't seen a huge jump like they have, you know, in the state. But, you know, many times when you guys go in and say, you know, just check my HIV, there's more STDs than that. When you get an STD panel, I would recommend you get the HIV, you get the hepatitis panel, both hepatitis B and C, not just C, but B also. And a regular hepatitis panel will have all of that. I recommend you getting a herpes test. I recommend you getting gonorrhea, chlamydia, and, of course, syphilis. Now, HPV, the human papillomavirus that has been linked to penile cancer, throat cancer, cervical cancer, that you can't test for in the blood. That has to be done either through pap smears or through, you know, certain swabs. We don't routinely check for HPV, which is, by the way, the most common STD out there. But gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, syphilis, HIV, and hepatitis, get those done. Very easy, simple to do blood work, okay? And now remember, syphilis is caused by a bacteria. It's a Treponema, okay? And many times you have absolutely no idea. And syphilis is now curable, but you got to get it early. All right. We see a lot of times syphilis in men that have sex with men, but it's anybody's disease. OK, you could get that with, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, anybody can get it, man, women, etc. So syphilis comes in three stages. Now, syphilis is known as the great imitator because people don't know. They don't think they have syphilis because it imitates so many other diseases. So the first sign of syphilis is you get a shaker. Okay, you get a small sore. It appears where the bacteria entered the body. So a lot of people will get just one spot and they go, well, maybe I shaved wrong or maybe I, you know, scratched myself. And the shaker comes on a few weeks after exposure. Many times you don't notice it because it doesn't hurt. You go, well, it's just some pimple that doesn't hurt. Maybe I got bit by a mosquito or something like that. And sometimes what a lot of people don't realize is these little shankers, these little painless sores are up inside the body cavity. So either in the vagina, rectum, etc. These could be sitting there. You have no idea. It usually heals on its own in about 6 weeks. So many of you have no idea that you already went through the first stage of syphilis. And what's even more frightening is while it's progressing, you're passing it around. You don't think you have an STD, so you're passing it on. Okay, if you use condoms, that's great. But then if you were using condoms, how'd you get syphilis to begin with? Okay, we have to assume that you're not always using condoms and you're not always doing the right thing. You got to use condoms. You got to protect yourself. Now, secondary syphilis. After that original shaker is gone, all right, a lot of times you get a rash. When people come in going, I don't understand this, a rash is more secondary syphilis. Remember, you might not have ever known that you had that primary because the little spot didn't hurt. And the rash will start on the trunk, your chest area, stomach area, but you also see the rash on the hands and the soles of your feet. All right, so you could also sometimes get the rash in the mouth. Now, for many of you that have listened to my show, you're like, wait a second, Dahlia, wasn't hand, foot, and mouth disease going around where you get a rash on the palms of your hands and the feet and in your mouth? Absolutely. Hence the great imitator. People think they have parvovirus or some sort of other viral thing, and they ignore it. It's a rash. It's viral. But you start to get some muscle aches, you could get fevered, you could get sore throat, all right? These could come and go, these symptoms could come and go for about a year. By the way, Mayo Clinic, CDC, there's a bunch of websites that go through these even in more detail than I am, so check it out. Then we have latent syphilis, okay? You get that little shaker, you don't know anything about it, you don't do nothing. Then you get the rash, maybe you feel a little achy, so you think you got some viral thing, you know, some flu. Maybe you think you got Zika, maybe you think you got swine flu. You seem to get better and you blow it off, okay? Latent syphilis is when nothing has happened yet in terms of you being treated, and the disease starts to go into the hidden stage. You have no symptoms. This latent stage could last for years. So you don't think about it. You aren't really having symptoms. But it is the calm before the storm. Then comes tertiary syphilis. 15 to 30% of people infected with syphilis that don't get any treatment is going to go on to get this late stage tertiary syphilis. This can damage the brain, the nerves, the eyes, the heart, blood vessels, liver, bones, joints, and this could happen years after. So here you are, you're happily married, you know, you haven't really done, you know, the hibbity-dibbity unprotected with anybody you didn't know, and all of a sudden now you're having neurological issues. And you're like, where did this come from? It could have come from decades earlier. They say 10 to 30 years after your infection began. Symptoms could be like you not having good muscular movements. You're having trouble coordinating. You could have paralysis, numbness, blindness, dementia. This is what happens in neuro, so we call it neurosyphilis. That's what I learned it as in medical school, neurosyphilis or tertiary syphilis. They say a syphilis infection is called early case if you've been infected for a year and then you go through the stages and then let me see what they're talking about here. Okay, that's they're just going back to pre-latent. Okay, and late stages. So, you know, you have grandma starting to have some dementia. How many times is the doctor checking syphilis on grandma? You guys will laugh, but maybe it needs to be done. We check vitamin B12, we check her blood sugar, we check for infection, we check for thyroid, but it could be syphilis. So an RPR is usually what we run, and then for confirmatory, they do an FTA. We've talked about the different syphilis tests before. You know, first of all, to prevent getting this, just again, no unprotected sex. There's no vaccine against syphilis, okay? And you have to examine yourself, okay? A lot of you guys have spots in your genital areas, and you're like, you know what? I'm too embarrassed. I can't go anywhere. I don't want to show anybody this. And you're embarrassed. How do you know that that's not, you know, something that could later be serious? So please examine yourself. They say these sores can be hidden in areas. Even for those of you men that are uncircumcised, retract the foreskin so you could see they could be there. Lesions in the mouth. A lot of you guys think you just had a canker sore. Well, this is called chancre. It looks like a canker sore. It just doesn't hurt. All right? Anytime you have something that doesn't seem right, you got to get it checked out. Examine yourselves. And then usually we treat with penicillin. I told you guys about the case where when I was doing infectious disease rotation, my infectious disease rotation at UCLA, there was a gentleman in the ICU that we were giving penicillin to because he had neurosyphilis, and he was allergic to penicillin. So we were giving him his penicillin, even though he was allergic to it, but keeping him on steroids just so we could knock this neurosyphilis out. That's what we had to do 20 years ago. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you know, we're learning more and more about these viruses, unfortunately, after the outbreaks, okay? So when we look at Ebola, for example, all right, I guess there's a nurse in the UK who is now back in the hospital for a third time. And we've heard of Ebola coming back and, you know, being latent. You know, we talked about the latent stage of syphilis where, you know, the bacteria hides out. And then you go through the stage where it could be decades until it kind of comes back full force and affects you neurologically. Although I'm kind of questioning how latent syphilis could be. It may be sitting there brewing and doing its magic without you knowing. And then finally you get symptoms once it, you know, eats away at the brain as long as it has. But they're now saying people with Ebola may have long-lasting neurological problems. They say 6 months after active illness, people are reporting headaches, memory loss, and depression. So not only did they get hit with Ebola and barely survive, they still struggle. All right. According to Dr. Lauren Bowen from the U.S. National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, she said while an end to the outbreak has been declared, these survivors are still struggling with long-term problems. They followed the health of 82 Ebola survivors in Liberia, one of the three West African countries that were really hit hard with the Ebola outbreak. Their average age was about 35 years old. At least 6 months after they were first infected with the virus, most had weakness, headaches, memory loss, depressed mood, muscle pain, tremors, abnormal eye movements, irregular reflexes, etc. They say two of the survivors were even suicidal. One had hallucinations. So, you know, and one thing we have to realize is when an epidemic hits, not only are you having the casualties from the initial assault of the virus, but also the sequela of it. What happens after you survive? How do you live with that? You know, we think back to the Boston Marathon bombing. Okay, a lot of people were affected by that initially. Okay, we lost many lives, endured a lot of injuries, you know, and Boston stayed strong. Nobody's covering how years later some people are still depressed or have post-traumatic stress disorder or possibly suicidal from that. We don't realize that many times these things have ripple effects that go on and on. So, right now, they're obviously, you know, researching this and seeing what needs to be done for post-Ebola patients. Many Ebola survivors, they're, you know, they go, all right, can I leave now? I'm clear. I don't want to see any more doctors. I'm done. Maybe they need to have routine care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a student in England, this has been reported by Fox News, who forgot to remove a tampon, left it in for 9 days. And if she had left it in for just one more day, unfortunately, doctors say she would have died. Emily Pankhurst from Madison, Kent, spent 3 days in intensive care, and now a month after the incident is still struggling to walk due to fatigue. She's 20 years old. She wants to share her story to others. She says, I was going through an extremely stressful time, trying to complete deadlines for essays and everything on top of me. I started complaining of fatigue, high temperature, constant headaches, which I believe were stress-related. However, down below, I noticed abnormal discharge right after my period. So she saw the doctor, but the doctor did not do an internal exam. She was told to take a swab of herself at home. The mom insisted she shower and then examine herself to see if she forgot a tampon, and then she was like, wow. See, you know, my mom has been my best doctor. It's incredible. Moms really know their stuff. They're just, you know, before you guys go to Google, will you go to mom? Just call your mom because they know. So the tampon was completely black. She felt cold, confused, pounding headache. They sent her to the hospital. Her blood pressure plummeted. Why? She was going into septic shock. Toxic shock syndrome can do that. It's a bacteria that grows, takes advantage of a stasis situation, leaving a tampon in there or foreign body is stasis. And then the toxemia you get from the bacteria, let alone fighting such a massive infection that is, I mean, it's internally injected into you based on where it is. Unfortunately, can cause people to go into septic shock. I remember one of the first cases we treated, she was in the ICU, young girl. And I have patients that tell me, look, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I sleep in my tampon. Don't sleep with it in there. Okay, I understand you may be over at a boyfriend's house, and I understand it's not as sexy wearing a maxi pad, but people, it is so not worth it. Okay, our memories aren't as good as they used to be. Okay, we know we were just talking about the cereal thing. A lot of millennials don't want to eat cereal because they have to wash the dish afterwards, or they want something more eat and go and grab and go. We've become a society where we don't really think a lot of things through. We're not very methodical. And so you throw in a tampon and go and you know, forget that it's there. There are some serious consequences. So I recommend no. Do not sleep in them. There was a, I think Tampax had for a very short period of time. I really made a stink about that. They said, yeah, these work up to 8 hours. You could sleep in them overnight. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? And I guess somebody else must have complained and they took the commercial off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have three pregnant women in Florida who've tested positive for the Zika virus. Pregnant women. We don't know the rate at which, like, what percentage of patients affected with Zika. Pregnant patients will have a baby born with microcephaly, the abnormal head size that causes neurological symptoms. But that's what they have to study. So we have three women currently pregnant. Are all three going to have babies that unfortunately are born without proper brain function? Secretary of Health Dr. John Armstrong announced the cases Wednesday in his daily Zika update. A news release says all three cases are believed to be travel-related. They are not identifying the countries where the pregnant women were diagnosed. Florida Governor Rick Scott said he requested 250 more Zika antibody tests from the CDC. 250 tests. We need to have a lot more than that. Oh, I understand they don't have a lot of these test kits yet, but they're working on it. I think in Houston, they came up with a rapid Zika test that gives you results within hours. Somebody's got to mass produce it. Zika's rapidly spreading through Latin America. As we know, they're studying the virus's possible connection to babies born with small heads. A total of 32 cases have now been reported in Florida, according to Miami-Dade County. They lead the state with 11 reported cases. All the cases have so far been travel-related, but the virus can be spread by bites from mosquitoes that are common in Florida. Remember what I said. Sexually transmitted Zika is not the biggest fear that we have. We have you going. I'm going to be actually going to a radio meeting in Fort Lauderdale next week. Pretty excited about that. And I get to speak on one of the panels. I love going to these meetings. It's Don Anthony's talk show boot camp. And trust me, I could use some extra tips. So I like going to radio conferences to learn. I go to medical conferences, I go to radio conferences. So I'm excited about that, especially since I get to speak there. But, again, I'm going to an area that is more mosquito prone. So here I am, not pregnant, not having a care in the world. I get bit by a mosquito. I come back to my neck of the woods, a mosquito bites me and then transmits it to somebody else who may be pregnant. That's, you know, a concern. I'm not worried about Fort Lauderdale. I mean, you know, so far so good. But, you know, it's a concern we have, especially with thousands of people wanting to go to the Rio to compete and to watch the Olympics in Brazil. So do we want them to go come back? Possibly having Zika in their blood. So still no vaccine. We think that Zika lasts in your bloodstream between 10 days and 2 weeks. American Red Cross is asking not to donate blood for at least a month if you have Zika. And please be advised that it can be in semen. And so we are concerned about sexual transmission. I don't know how long it will last in that. So maybe wait a month for now until we know otherwise. All right, guys, we'll keep you posted as we get more news on Zika and all these other illnesses. A lot of infectious disease, virus type stuff. Let me see if I have some good news to talk about at the next segment. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. In the Dr. Dahlia Show or on the Dr. Dahlia Show? We are in, about, and through, and we are all over the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a happy girl. I got my charger back. One of my kids, he got an A on his test. He got an A, and it was on a test that I helped him with. You know, my kids are kind of at the ages now where they think mama's stupid. And so for me to help them and they get an A on, you know, maybe I just kind of, you know, have a couple extra notches of my net worth. So I'm doing pretty good. Attention deficit disorder. Are we to blame for our kids having attention deficit? Well, they're saying that the diagnoses have doubled since the 1970s, and scientists want to know why. So a new study has revealed that maybe it's our unrealistic expectations placed on children. They say adults are now expecting children to spend more time on homework and reading and less time on playing than ever before, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics. Dr. Dimitri Christakis of Seattle's Children's Research Institute and associate editor of the journal says, simply put, there are things that we can do for children to maximize their genetic potential, but we are not doing them. Team of Miami, University of Miami scientists set out to explore the reasons behind the surge in ADHD diagnoses. They analyzed educational and public policy studies that documented the time spent with, you know, kids doing academic activities since 1970. Between 81 and 97, the amount of time that kids dedicated to academic activities increased substantially. Did school get longer? Did homework, did they get more homework? I don't know. They say, furthermore, the percentage of time that a 9-year-old child reported having any homework the previous day also increased. And as homework and reading time increased, playing and leisure activity time decreased. I don't know if I want to blame the teachers for this, but we'll finish and then I'll tell you what I think. Preschool children showed an even higher increase in time spent on academic activity. The time children aged 3 to 5 spent reading tripled from 1981 to 1997. I couldn't read before the age of 5 when I grew up, but now these kids can read. They went from 29 minutes to 84 minutes per week. The percentage of family members who reported that they often taught 3 to 5-year-old children letters, words, or numbers also increased. So study authors said, we found evidence of increased academic demands on very young children that coincides with the increase in prevalence of ADHD, although this does not prove causality. All right, okay, so they go on to that. Here's the thing. Okay, we've defined attention deficit hyperactivity disorder as a neurobiological condition, meaning it has to do with your behavior. And from a, you know, rather than your endocrine system or your circulatory system, your neurological system, okay? And then, you know, there's, we incorporate, you know, environment into the diagnosis. We incorporate genetics into the diagnosis, but we think it's a multifactorial causation to it, okay? There's multiple things that could cause it. It's not just, okay, dad had ADHD, so you're just born with it, all right? But I think society is starting to take more credit, that needs to take more credit than it has. Now, I've talked about adult attention deficit. We don't have to wait for a love letter anymore. If I want to know if my husband loves me, I don't have to wait. He could text it to me, and within a second, a millisecond, I get his text. I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait to eat anymore. If I'm hungry and I'm in a drive-thru, I could start eating right then and there. I don't have to wait to go to a library and to work through the Dewey Decimal System to find the book I want to read. I could just Google. So as adults, we have trained ourselves to not have to wait for anything. When we were talking about porn addiction yesterday, people don't have to wait for sexual stimulation. They could just go right on the internet and have it. So you used to not have to wait for a program. You know, if this was 1950, you'd be like, all right, you know, Dr. Dahlia is going to be coming on at this time. So, you know, everybody, let's get our dinner and then let's sit or gather around the radio. And, you know, I cannot wait for the time. You know, now you can get my show 24/7. Okay. Yeah. See, that's not a plug. It's a joke. You can get my show 24/7. Go to GCNLive.com or go to DrDahlia.com. Okay. So you can get me all the time. So we've trained ourselves as adults to have things right then and there. But what are we also doing as kids? Okay, so they're concentrating on parents forcing, you know, teaching their kids to read and, you know, kind of forcing letters down their throat early. I think it's even more than that. The more attention deficit we become, the more we translate it to the kids. You know, I don't let my kids go on and on and on and babble. I'm very busy. I have lots of things going on. So do I actually sit down with my kid on the couch? And we actually have a couch. We never use it, you know, because I'm always at my desk or I'm always running around. But do I actually sit there, stare him straight in the eyes, and have a conversation with him? No. Now, I have a lot of conversations with them in the car, but am I really looking at them? Am I showing them I'm concentrating? If I think back to what my kids have seen me, you know, if you try to, you know, take yourself out of your body and just look at the picture, all right, they see me driving on the road. They see me, you know, somebody calling in through the Bluetooth. They see me talking to the kids while staring at the road. I'm not doing one-on-one. You know, they see me multitask. I mean, we've gotten very good at multitasking. We are brilliant at multitasking. We're not very brilliant at sitting down and having a conversation. We're not brilliant at sitting down and smelling the roses and enjoying the anticipation. Do we have anticipation anymore? You know? I mean, why do you think there was such a frenzy with Star Wars? Was it really Star Wars that everybody was? I mean, I like Star Wars a lot, but why the frenzy? Because people had to wait. You had to wait. We don't have to wait for anything else. If we want to see a show, we go on Netflix. We go pew, 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 and we get it. But you couldn't get Star Wars. You had to actually wait. People were going crazy. It's just Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Okay, but I mean, not that, hysterical about it. So, our kids don't have to wait anymore, and it's something that I think is unfortunately going to seep into their adulthood and into their neurobiological behavior. So, should kids learn how to read? I've been asked this at as early as 3. A child can soak up a lot of material. A child can soak up a lot. We have to remember that our kids are not doing what our forefathers and foremothers had their kids do. Okay, when you were walking age, you were already working in the field. You were already working with mom. Okay? If mom had to be out there working, you were around mom. So at a young age, these kids already knew how to farm, how to plant, how to clean, how to work, how to navigate. Okay? So 3-4 years old, as soon as you were walking age and you were able to be spoken to, you were already learning. We don't have that. Many of us, you know, we don't live in that type of situation for our kids. So our kids aren't going to work with us. So what is your 3 or 4 year old going to do? Yeah, we're going to then start teaching them how to read. So I have no problem parents offering something for kids to soak up like a sponge for them to start learning. I think it's extremely important and I think it's very valuable. So I hope that kids are learning something. I wouldn't force it. Just because Johnny across the street is already, you know, singing his ABCs doesn't mean that, you know, your little Sloan needs to. But these kids can do a lot more than you think. So go ahead and challenge them, but challenge them cautiously and see how they do. Okay? I wouldn't blame their ADHD on you, but, you know, just I would say that's because of the way our behavior is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill have turned skin cells into cancer-hunting stem cells. These can destroy brain tumors. We're going to talk about this more later this week as we get more information. This is some pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.